In this bulletin, the Labor leader weighs in on the alleged text messages about the Prime Minister's character. Pfizer seeks approval in the United States for its COVID vaccine for under fives. And in sport, Australian basketball legend Lauren Jackson announces her surprise return to the sport. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The opposition leader Anthony Albanese has weighed in on the alleged text message exchange between former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and an unnamed Liberal Cabinet Minister. In the messages, Ms Berejiklian is alleged to have called Prime Minister Scott Morrison a horrible, horrible person and more concerned with politics than people. The unnamed Liberal Cabinet Minister allegedly responded by labelling Mr Morrison a complete psycho. Mr Albanese says Australians deserve a better leader.
The statement from the former Premier, the Premier at the time, where she said this, lives are at stake today and he's just obsessed with petty political point scoring, I think is devastating. I think that alone is enough to disqualify him from being someone who secures a second decade in office. Australians deserve better than that.
Ms Berejiklian says she has no recollection of the messages and has reiterated her support for the PM. 27 more people with COVID-19 have died in New South Wales. The number of patients admitted to hospital has fallen by 127 from Tuesday, now at 2,622 people. The state has also reported 11,807 new infections. And Victoria has recorded a further 25 COVID deaths. The number of hospital patients with the virus has also fallen in Victoria, now at 768 people. There have been 14,533 new positive test results recorded in the state today. Tasmania, meanwhile, has recorded 666 new coronavirus cases and no deaths. There are 13 people with COVID in hospital in the state. About 566 people in Australian aged care facilities have died during the current COVID-19 outbreak this year, more than in the whole of 2021. It comes as Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been criticised for his handling of the Omicron wave. There are 11,000 virus cases in aged care residents in New South Wales, and only 1 in 10 residents has received their booster shot. But Mr Morrison says many of the people who died with COVID-19 were already in end-of-life care.
They were in palliative care. And the balance also had, as you'd expect for people at that advanced age, had many other medical decisions. And yes, when they passed away, yes, they did have COVID, but they also had many other health issues that they were battling with. And every life that is lost is a great sadness, but every life that is saved is a great blessing.
Drug company Pfizer has asked United States regulators to authorise 2 extra low doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of 5. It means that children as young as 6 months could receive the vaccine by March. If the Food and Drug Administration approves the vaccine, it would be administered at 1/10 of the dose given to adults. Paediatric infectious diseases specialist Dr. Sean O'Leary says this would also pave the way for a potential third dose.
With this emergency use authorization filing, essentially what the company is asking the FDA to do is give authorization for the 2 doses of this series in anticipation that a third dose will be needed.
In sport, an Australian basketball legend Lauren Jackson has announced her surprise return to the sport 6 years after retiring due to a chronic knee injury. The 4-time Olympic medalist is one of the most decorated players in history. The 40-year-old signing with her hometown club Albury Wodonga for this year's NBL 1 season means she'll get the chance to play in a stadium named after her. Her return to basketball comes months before the FIBA World Cup in Sydney in September, meaning she could add another World Championship gold medal to her haul. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a sunny day with an expected top of 34 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy, 22. Melbourne, also cloudy and 20. Hobart, a shower or two later, 19. Canberra, also a shower or two and 21. In Wollongong, a few showers and windy, 22. Sydney, a few showers, 24. Newcastle, also showers and 25. In Brisbane, it'll be hot and humid with late rain developing and and 34 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, also 34. And in Darwin, there'll be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 31 degrees. That's SBS News.